Juneau Mayor Merrill Sanford says he was scared during Monday's fire at the Gastineau Apartments downtown. The former division chief with Capital City Fire and Rescue says the inferno could have gotten a lot worse.
I was very worried about getting somebody hurt or killed because that situation, you can't foresee all of the possibilities.
Fortunately, crews were able to contain the fire and keep it from spreading to adjacent buildings. Only 4 minor injuries were reported, though 1 cat apparently died. Sanford says all things considered, the city's firefighters did a great job and everybody in Juneau should thank them.
So if you know somebody, just stop them. Say, hey, fireman, thank you very much. That's all you have to do, and they'll be very appreciative.
City Manager Kim Kiefer told the Assembly she's putting together a list of people to thank for the outpouring of support during the fire.
Businesses, from community members, from people throughout Southeast, from the governor's office. Way too many people to note here, but we're very touched by everybody's support.
Kiefer also said city staff would meet soon to debrief and talk about what went right and what went wrong during the response to the fire. Assemblymember Jesse Keel called the response remarkable, but suggested the city could better quell the social media rumor mill.
I spoke with a friend who is married to a firefighter, and certainly the electronic media she monitors were spinning with news about how the terrible number of firefighters who were dead. And thank God that was wrong.
Assemblyman Randy Wanamaker added that with dozens of residents displaced, the fire reinforces the need to find solutions to Juneau's housing shortage.
We not only have a problem with the people who lost their living places in the fire, but it makes the problem worse for when the legislature comes to town in just a very short while.
Wanamaker suggested an assembly subcommittee convene a meeting with developers and financial institutions to discuss barriers to housing development. Other members of the assembly agreed, and Wanamaker, Keel, and Carlton Smith were appointed to serve on the subcommittee. Smith also asked the city manager to provide an update at some point in the future on the fire risk in the downtown area, where many buildings date to the early 1900s and are closely packed together. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.